How are you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, he's on something. I don't know what, but we will try to survive tonight, ladies and gentlemen, without my tickle. My tickle. Yeah, my ticklish cough. Till this clears up. But at least I have reprieve. One of them is the fact that we have a guest, of course, coming up in the second hour, Jeff Bennett, who's here every other Thursday or every second week. And he's promised me tonight he is going to have a real, real hard-hitting package, hard-hitting show analysis on what's happening with gold, silver, the Fed, the dollar, and everything in between. So it looks like we are going to be in for a lot of information. Don't turn the dial. Join in. And he will tell you why. Some new information. As a matter of fact, you know, next week, I believe next Tuesday, we're going to have on Reverend Lindsey Williams again. He called me the other night and seemed to be rather panic-stricken, although not quite. But he said he had stumbled on something that was so important in his home state in Arizona, and it affects the farm, the family farm, and even the mega farm. And what may happen in the months ahead because of petro. And not only that, but because of the cost of farming. So he's going to be with us next Tuesday night. And he does have some hard-hitting information that will literally rock you off your seats. And, of course, between now and then, there's a lot. Tomorrow night, in the first hour, we have, back by popular demand, Miss Judy Andreas. And Judy Andreas is a Jewish young lady who does not categorize herself with a Z for Zionism. Very outspoken, very fair-minded. He was here once before, quite a few months ago. And we promised her she could come back and give her an update and analysis on the issues and what she thinks is going on right now. So that'll be tomorrow night. Then we have Alex Perry coming on sometime next week as well. Who's a really, he's an historian. He's a former college professor, economist, Mississippi, who was with us a long time ago, and he's in his 80s, and he's a very, very astute individual. He will talk about real money versus fiat, as he calls it, fiat money, and what he sees coming. So, all in all, that and much more, back to the Minutemen, of course. We will be doing several programs along the way, and when we come back, of course, you're free to bring up what is going on now in the Senate. And basically, the word C always comes into play. C for compromise. George Bush feels he can exert enough pressure on all of these so-called hardcore, dependable, right-wing Americans in the Senate to toe the line, because if they don't, they'll be on his bad side. Well, amen for that. We'll be back to start the show. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Colestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Colestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, well, we're back to begin the show. Certainly a very busy night, and hey, we've already got a caller online, and he happens to have a familiar name. He is none other than Scott of Massachusetts. Sir Scott, Scott Smith. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Rick.
How are you?
I'm fine, my friend.
Oh, great to have you call in. My goodness.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm happy to be able to speak to you because it's always my pleasure to speak to Rick Adams and the RBN
listener,
crew out
yep,
there.
Yep, yep.
I listen frequently. I'm usually up early in the morning listening to the archives, and I appreciate that from all the people there at RBN.
Right.
They make it nice for me to partake in their programming at my leisure, so to speak,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you don't have much leisure lately. I know you've got full hands of work and family and everything else, so it's great to have you take time tonight
to call us. I have to support the tyranny, you know?
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, they'll come and take me away to the funny FEMA farm.
Speaking of tyranny, Scott, before you say what you want to say, you know, just alluding to the Bush administration arm-twisting his buddies in the Congress, and I don't really think he had to do much arm-twisting because they've already been compromised, but they said they've sealed the deal on the, on the so-called immigration reform bill.
Right.
And, of course, it does involve, as you might know, the major compromise, which includes a so-called temporary worker program.
Right.
What are
right.
your thoughts on that, Scott?
Well, the longer you're a criminal, the more amnesty you receive. It seems to me that they have this, if you've been here 5 years, you can automatically get in and get a worker's permit and work towards citizenship immediately. If you've only been in between 2 and 5 years, you got to go home and then come back.
Yeah.
That was a brainstorm by some bureaucratic numbskull. And then the last one, if you haven't been here for 2 years, you got to leave.
Uh-huh.
I think that they just apply the last part of it to all of them.
The whole 5 years or more. You know what's going to happen is once this deal, if it is allowed to go through, and I say we should do everything we can, move heaven and earth to stop it. But if, in fact, they have a compromise instead of doing what they know needs to be done,
right,
then we are going to see a deluge of illegals continuing to come into the country.
Oh, yeah.
For the next few years like we've never seen before. And why not?
Right.
The welcome carpet's been laid out for them.
And they're all going to come to Massachusetts and take advantage of the...
in Rhode Island, yes.
Well, Massachusetts is in the process of figuring out... They passed the law for free medicine up here.
Isn't that disgraceful?
Right.
Governor is a Republican who is a socialist of the worst sort.
Right, right. He's a communist.
What he's proposed is pure communism, yeah.
Right, and he calls himself a venture capitalist.
Oh, yeah.
He's really a venture communist, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as far as this immigration stuff goes, I think they're all going to head right to Massachusetts for the free medical that all of the businesses who have 10 or more employees
will be compelled to provide, yeah.
Right, which mm-hmm. is going to... Here I am, a business, and I'm looking for a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts is where?
The bottom of the heap. Thanks
right,
to us.
And Rick, the only two states in the union are yours and mine that are losing population.
Well, losing some population, but gaining on the other end. Like you say, the unlawful illegals are coming in record numbers, and no wonder.
Oh, yeah, from
no
everywhere.
No wonder, yeah.
From Asia, we've got Laotian gangs, we've got, they all form these gangs and go do extortion and stuff. It's like it's like Wild Wild West around here.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on down in New Mexico, Arizona. I can't believe they should string up, what's his name there from Arizona,
John McCain?
Yeah. What is wrong with him?
Well, I think after several years of being tortured, allegedly, in Vietnam, and allegedly, a good soul that he was all that time, I think it's had some permanent brain injury upon him. I say that not jokingly or disrespectfully, but I do think he's had some mental problems.
I think his brain already exploded in his head.
I don't know. It seems like there's some impairment there, because he's not making any sense, even when he takes the wrong position.
Nope, he's lost it, and I'm sitting here leaning into the forward, which is always an experience in itself.
Yes,
and the Jews, well, they have this Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, and that organization sets the policy for the Jewish community.
All right,
and they are in full support of Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy, who is sponsoring legislation for, who should be in jail, by the way, who is sponsoring legislation with McCain to allow all this free slave labor for Zionist-controlled business interests to rape. And so, if on one side we've got the illegal immigrants flowing into the country. I shouldn't even call them immigrants. They're illegal felons.
Exactly.
I don't like aliens. Aliens is too easy. They're illegal felons.
That's right.
And that's more of the truth than just to call them an alien. To be more specific, they're illegal felons. And on the one side, and on the other side, we've got the same businesses that employ these slave labor people who come into our country. the good jobs are all being sent over to China, India, wherever they can send them other than here, to purposely destroy the capabilities of the United States of America and their people and to demoralize them into submission. And it's working. So my suggestion is buy bullets.
Yeah. That has been your suggestion for a long time.
And every time I have to suggest it because it's always a good one. It's never going to hurt the person who goes out and makes that investment, you know.
Guns and bullets, not guns and butter.
No, I really feel apprehension speaking of the calamity to come, but as we see our country get further into debt collectively, which means communistically, you know, because collectivism is the group good.
Yes.
And collectively, we dive into $1 trillion worth of debt. I don't know. Some people say $9 trillion. Some people say $20 trillion. Who knows? I mean, nobody can keep track of the billions.
It's so vast it defies logic and imagination.
Right, and then we've got Jeff coming on an hour, so I'm sure he's going to explain this stuff in more depth.
Oh, yes.
And then we've got it's just the what they're doing to the economy of this country and to the value of the dollar internationally. While these international gangster banksters sit up there and send all our jobs to India, to China, spend manufacturing, all of the plants and everything that should have been built here, Rick, they're all in China.
You got to build up that society, tear down ours so that we can be merged into a one world system.
Right, so that we have no choice in the matter. And basically, I see this as a cabal that plays both sides, that benefits from war, that benefits from everything that happens. And in order for them to totally control us, it requires a destruction of the American psyche, the American religious experience, the American dream of home ownership. It never ceases to amaze me that people have been here 200-300 years and nobody owns their home, or very few people own their home.
Yes, that's right.
Yet, collectively we go into debt, individually we go into debt, and in order to supply that insatiable spending that we have both individually and collectively, we have to go out to these nations and borrow money from them. And they're starting to say with the devaluation of the dollar, hey, that's not such a good idea is to lend these people money. That's like giving a bottle of Jack Daniels to a drunk who's got a gun. So they don't want to give us money because it's getting more and more risky. And in order to satisfy the risk, they're requiring higher interest rates. In order to buy our bonds, to lend us the money. And higher interest rates only benefit the bankers and, the people who control the flow of money throughout. And that's why you see what? Silver, I think, went up over $12 today.
Yes, we'll talk about that with Jeff.
Yep.
Incredible. These are signs of the times.
Right. And what I see isn't good. And I think that we need to do what the IRA did to Dennis Donaldson. You familiar with what happened to Dennis Donaldson?
Refresh my memory on him.
Well, Dennis Donaldson was a British agent.
Okay, we got a break. Stay tuned with that thought, Scott. We will resume, and you can tell that story. Thank you. Rick Adams, our first call, Scott Smith. Good to have him aboard. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Righty, and the number, 800-313-9443. Go back to Scott Smith in Texasachusetts. Scott, you were referring to this Brit and what happened to Mr. Robinson. Go right ahead.
Well, his name was Dennis Donaldson.
Oh, Donaldson, yes.
And Dennis,
same difference.
Dennis Donaldson was a British spy for 20 years who infiltrated the Irish Republican Army.
Mm-hmm.
And Sinn Féin, which is its political arm.
Uh-huh.
And I think 2 days ago, he was outed in December and kind of disappeared and melded into the woodwork, and they located him. And, you know, a lot of people, he was paid, he was on the British police payroll for spying activities and held high-level positions both in the IRA and in the Sinn Féin political arm of the IRA. And they took the traitor. And believe me, this country is full of traitors who are anti-American and internationalist in nature. And they took this traitor and they performed some kind of justice, terroristic, I guess you would call it justice, on this guy who had caused many of the IRAs and Sinn Féin community people to be either put in jail or killed, or you know, and they found them and did away with them, and it's like the old lynchings of traitors. And you've got that song that's sung Hang 'em High. Yeah, that's what they did with this guy Dennis Donaldson, who was a traitor and a spy.
Mm-hmm.
And our country is full of traitors and spies that I believe in the days coming ahead may just meet the same kind of end that Dennis Donaldson met.
Mm-hmm. It's very possible.
It is very possible.
It may be likely, but, you know, given the mentality in this country today, I'm not going to bet the farm on it, Scott.
Well, you know, Rick, there's a bunch of people out there who are true blue Americans who, when push comes to shove, are going to come out of the woodwork. I have all the faith in the world. And people, when it finally comes down to the push and shove, things are going to happen that people aren't even going to believe. And I've told the local politician here that anybody driving around with a government license plate better throw that thing in the drink and find something else to put on their car.
They're a sitting target, huh?
Because, you know, when you look and you see what two people, Mohammed and Malvo. What two idiots did out of the back of a Impala, beat-up Impala, and how they terrorized Washington for, like, 3-4 weeks. Think of what just 100,000 prepared Americans who love this country, who believe in what this country stood for at one point, are going to do when all hell breaks loose. Because that's what these neocons are pushing for. They're pushing for the destruction of the United States of America and our way of life, and they're having their way with us. And nobody's standing up at this point, or at least not enough people are standing up. I mean, if we had half as many people standing up for what this country's about as what people walking through L.A. with Mexican flags, we'd be doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are lying in the weeds. They are there, and I believe that they're prepared, and I believe that there's going to be a day mm-hmm. when all of these traitors are going to pay the piper. Because what's going on, all you have to do is look at Iraq, Rick. Iraq
yes.
is a perfect example
mm-hmm.
of an operation coming to a location near you. So be prepared. And that's mm-hmm. why I tell people to get prepared and do what they need to do, because they're going to need to protect themselves. And if you're relying on government, you're probably going to end up in a FEMA camp.
Yeah, they'll take care of you, though.
So
they'll protect you. They'll make you feel safe.
Peace and security, right?
Yeah, peace and safety.
Right. And as long as the electric lights don't go out, we will try to, muddle through the international taxation through the cost of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing I tell people, Rick, is I look at silver today and I see it go up like 36, 40 cents in one day, an ounce.
Yes.
And you know what? Nothing happened with that silver.
Mm-hmm.
The silver didn't change at all. The only thing that changed was the number of dollar bills it cost to buy that silver.
Mm-hmm.
So today, the dollar deflated in relation to silver by like 3%, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the opportunity to talk to all the people from RBN, and I appreciate what John Statmiller is doing. And God bless all of you, and thank you, Paul, too.
Well, Scott, thank you for calling in. Please make it more often. All right, we'll be back, and we invite calls, 800-313-9443. Lots to talk about.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back now, and we are taking calls and also bringing you up to date on a number of issues. And the number, 800-313-9443. How's that? Am I feeling a tickle? Yeah, a little bit here and there. All right. As long as you don't tickle my arms. All right. Well, anyway, the Senate Republicans and Democrats, they closed in on their last-minute compromise just today, opening the way to legal status and eventual citizenship for many of the estimated 11 to 12 million immigrants, they keep referring to them as that, living in the United States. Well, John McCain, you know, comes out and he's been assured that George Bush supports this measure, and he would publicly say so. Now, John McCain, the son of the devil, McCain, is opposed largely by law-abiding citizens, taxpayers of Arizona. Yet he is still sitting in Washington, and he shouldn't be. He should be removed one way or the other. Bill Frist, we've had a huge breakthrough overnight. Now, of course, Harry Reid, to play the loyal opposition, he's the Democratic minority leader of Nevada. He said, well, let's not close in that quickly. He said, we've still got a few little things to iron out. But when the dust settles, ladies and gentlemen, we are having one big sellout, all in the name of reform. Senator Jeff Sessions in Alabama says, I'm not impressed He says, this measure is way too lenient on lawbreakers. John Kyle of Arizona joined him, as did Georgia Republicans Saxby Chambliss and Johnny Isaacson. Okay? So that's the story from that point of view. Let's take more calls. 800-313-9443. Clinton, you're next.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Sure was good to hear
Scott
call in tonight. Oh,
it
Mr.
was.
Patrick Henry himself, huh?
Yes.
Well, hello, Scott. Get some issues out of the way right away. The crank radio, I found out this group called themselves Free Play.
Yes.
They sell a freestanding crank that you can then plug in a shortwave radio into. You don't want to go in and buy the $35 crank up shortwave off the shelf at Target, because all it gets is the government channels. And if the government doesn't respond, mm-hmm. like they didn't up here last storm season, left people out of electric power for 4 days without making a public announcement,
mm-hmm.
or if they lie, you're not going to be able to tune into the noon or 5 o'clock news from people that might be able to hit, you know, the CBs and other shortwave and let people know what's going on. So Free Play sells a freestanding crank that you could power up a shortwave that has the single sideband.
Uh-huh.
I found that out. And then the other thing I wanted to discuss with you tonight is last night on a local television station, they played movie video called In the Face of Evil,
yep.
Reagan's War in Word and Deed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was like a documentary of Ronald Reagan modeled after this book called Reagan's War by this guy named Peter Schweitzer. Yeah. And I've never gotten a better, well-focused understanding of who that man actually was and actually what he did for us to maintain our liberty in this country. It was amazing insight that they brought forth.
Who's that, Reagan?
Yeah. With all of the problems that can be said, I'm talking specifically about a focus point that man brought to help us maintain liberty in this nation.
How did he do that, though? Tell us about it.
Well, the brief synopsis is that when he went into Hollywood, they positioned him as a leading man, and the Jews, which they specifically singled out as Jews, coming from the propaganda of Eastern Europe after the World War.
Mm-hmm.
They covered the World War with the Nazis and the communists,
uh-huh.
and they talked about the role of the Jews and
uh-huh.
how they left there, came to the United States to establish the propaganda of that we now call Hollywood,
uh-huh.
that the people in those days already politicized and knew well was the way to reach the people and to control huge populations through the media, radio, newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they quoted Lenin, who I believe it was Lenin or Stalin, one of those two guys said that the cinema was the greatest propaganda tool of all. And that's why this group of Jews who were masters at using a cinema, which was a new technology like the Internet of the day.
Mm, I know the whole story about
right,
it.
Right, right. Okay, so he was involved in that entire body of knowledge of understanding that, because he lived in an era where that was present and evolving. And they showed how he learned about that during his Hollywood career, and when they decided he was no longer going to be a leading man material, he found himself as the president of the Actors Union, a good speaker and involved in what you could either call activism or politics, whichever way you want to swing the semantics.
Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, Screen Actors Guild, thank you. And eventually, you know, they told a story about how when Goldwater was not going to be effective, they allowed Ronald Reagan to speak at one of these large conventions, and finally was able to get his message about communism to millions of Americans. So they showed how he gradually became able to take a message, a single message, and build an entire political career about it. And his single political message was that, and this is great, this is great. He was confronted by some hecklers in the audience who were accusing him of being a warmonger because basically he wanted to arm America, and he did arm America. He was a strong believer in the force of arms to maintain peace and our liberty. And he answered a question about being a warmonger by stating, you know, if the United States was the only country left standing at the end of the World War II conflict that had an industrialized military complex that could still crank out airplanes, war machines like nobody's business, like a Walmart of the day. And we decided to come home. We brought it all home. We didn't go into all these other countries and set up shop until the Soviets, who were left standing because our military mistakenly didn't allow our generals to go finish the job.
And, I wouldn't say that was a mistake.
Anti-communism, and we need to arm ourselves all the way through his presidency. And it was just a fascinating insight for me because that's our problem today. They discussed the evils of detente, okay? And what Scott brought forward about the IRA guy, it's important for people to understand that the reason that he was put to death is because he was a collaborator, all right? Just like John Clark is a collaborator, like Pastor, what's his name?
Ted Pike.
Pike, thank you. Ted Pike is a collaborator. The collaborator in the sense that they've got one foot in freedom and liberty and the other foot in it trying to work in the system that's oppressing people, and it's tyrannical.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is probably so with many Americans, and it's because they don't like the idea of having to start shooting until the time comes.
Right, this is
and
the
they
classic.
Have to give it every last chance. I mean, it's the, you know, if you start shooting and you start going out and taking things into your own hands and you're ill-prepared to win, then you're only playing into the hands of the enemy, too. So what are you going to do, Clinton?
Well,
what do you do?
This is the classic conflict that we've discussed that we're in right now. And I want to say one more thing about that movie and then move forward, please. There was they showed a clip of some people standing at one of these rallies, and one of the guys had a sign. It blew my mind, and I wrote it down, and I'm going to try to remember what it really means. The sign says, "Nothing is won by peace. All can be lost by war." So these people in that era were having the same conflicted problems that we're having today.
Yeah, what goes around comes around. There's nothing new under the sun. Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go back into history that we've talked about. Like, what do we do next? Well, our forefathers, guys like Patrick Henry, all right, Ethan Allen, and the Green Mountain Boys.
Yes.
They did things. And what I've learned they did was when the British were imposing their tyranny upon the people, taking their land, raping their women, ripping them off in Congress, slapping them in the face and treating them like the punks that they chose to be for so long because they kept wanting to talk about it and send a letter to their congressman like a little sissy instead of standing like a man and killing a son of a bitch right there on the spot. Excuse me, I got a little bit wound up there. But that's what they decided to do, except the Green Mountain Boys did not kill. They inflicted mayhem, and they hit their enemy in the pocket because their enemy loves the lucre, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? These people are in love with their filthy lucre.
Mm-hmm.
And people, if you go through your communities, you could see signs on how to be a Green Mountain Boy. You look down at the sidewalks in the cities, and you'll see the painting and the instructions of where the things were, like the fiber connections to control the police networks, so you can defend yourselves against the tyranny of the police when they come at you with your guns. We can whip these punks and send them to hell where they belong if you start listening to real soldiers like me instead of these punks like Pike and these collaborators like John Clark. They don't know nothing about military tactics and strategy. They don't know how to fight for their lives. They're sissies and cowards. That's all I got to say about it. I'm really angry. I don't want to go any further.
Yeah.
Because they're selling us out. These collaborators, these let's wait and see collaboration, will lead you right into the train to Auschwitz.
Well, okay. Thank you very much, Clinton. I think you are very, very angry. There's no question about that. I don't agree with all of what you've said, and particularly not about Ronald Reagan. You know, Ronald Reagan would never have become president had he been a true anti-communist. In fact, all you have to do is look at the United Republicans in California and what they did, what they said in their resolution about Governor Reagan and Cap Weinberger and all of the left-wingers that he brought into that administration, pro-abortion, pro, if you will, government control over the schools. So, yeah, that's a myth. And basically, I'll disagree with you on that and on other things as well. But I understand your frustration. And unfortunately, you know, it is a frustration. And you are verbalizing your thoughts. You are verbalizing them. And that's all I can say. All right. 800-313-9443. That's the number. And I know we have a lot of anger out there. And rightfully so. It's a very difficult thing. Because, you know, if you start shooting off at the mouth too fast and too much, all of us, and they're just waiting. They're just waiting for an opportunity to jump in and bash some heads together. And that's exactly what they will do, I think, regardless of how we organize and what we do. There are certain things that are going to happen. And to be honest with you, they're going to happen whether we like them or not. Now, as far as... this former mayor of New York, Mr. Giuliani. Now, here's another one. Rudy Giuliani has come out and predicted that 9/11 would not go down in history as the only large-scale terrorist attack on U.S. soil. It's better to assume that we will be attacked again and go from there. Giuliani said, during a speech at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Now, he's, you know, he was one of those who was undoubtedly so close to the action of 9/11, not just because he was mayor. He was there. You know, he and Dick Cheney were in communication. As far as we know, he was visiting Building 7, which we're told was the command center of this 9/11 conspiracy, if you will. So, once again, we have another public official, and he's done it before, coming out and saying, well, he's couching his words very cautiously. He's saying it would be irrational not to be afraid of another attack. But the fear should lead you to do what a police officer does, or a firefighter, or a soldier. Or what Mayor Daley did, prepare. Well, that's interesting. He said the nation needs immigration reform without becoming isolationist. He suggested more security at the borders. See, more security is a nice phrase. It sounds like, hey, more health in the diet, more nutrition. Not total nutrition, but more nutrition. Next time you have that big Nestle's candy bar, make sure you have a little strawberry or blueberry with it. So he says more security at the borders to identify as many people as possible while remaining open to immigrants. It is important, he said, to understand and recognize economic forces and not treat people as criminals who are not. Mr. Giuliani, and, you know, he's not going to be in the White House. Of that we can all be sure. Not that he's not eminently qualified, given his loyalty and obedience to the New World Order. He has a very, very, very checkered past. Let's go to the phone and say hello to Kevin in Tennessee. Hi, Kevin.
Hey. Well, on one little comment on Reagan there, he's always had me baffled. There was some good things he did, and there were some not-so-good things he did. And I noticed a big change in his policies after he was shot. Before then, he pretty well stayed in doing things for the country, and then after that, he shifted everything to overseas foreign policy. Well, that's all I'm going to say about him. I was Scott there made mention of one thing,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't elaborate on it, or he didn't realize what he said, maybe. But these so-called illegal aliens, they're not illegal aliens. They're slaves. You know, you got to hand it to the guys. But we don't have to import slaves anymore. We got them running across the border to come because they can't enslave us. So they've got other plans to so-called other plans to take care of us. But they got to have a slave base. So they've got all these slaves coming in.
Okay. What else?
Thought on this immigration deal was that it was kind of like a red herring, if I'm using the term right.
Stay where you are, Kevin. We'll give you more time when we come back. Annette, I believe, Leslie, you'll be next. And then hour number two, we'll have Jeff Bennett. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
With Kevin. Are you still there, Kevin?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what was your next and final point?
Well, my first impression on the whole illegal alien thing is that it's a distraction. Whenever they want to do something, or if something's fixing to be found out, or something to that effect, they'll always come up with one of these great controversial things that they can get the whole world and the country behind, because it's, you know, our attention span is a couple of weeks at best, and so, you know, my first my first impression is that, you know, look behind you because something's fixing to hit us.
Well, yeah, but the issue is a real issue that's been lingering for years at the same time. So it can be exploited and used, but so can just about anything else, you know. I don't wish to become paranoid to the point where every issue now is a distraction, and we know that there are real legitimate problems that need to be addressed if we're ever going to do anything, and we need to take them by the horn, the bull. And this issue is probably the number one important issue of all, because it involves the territorial integrity of a nation. And
well,
I think that's the important point.
That's a debatable point as to whether or not we have a territorial, any territory integrity at all. So,
We've certainly lost most of it. There's no question about that, Kevin. I agree. Thank you for the call, though. Move along to, is it Annette or Annetta from West Virginia?
Yes, it's Annette.
Annette, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, and good evening, Mr. Adams. I do agree with you concerning Ronald Reagan. In 1976, I had read the report of the Young Republicans where the California budget was higher than it ever was while he was governor.
Oh.
And other things. But I do think that when Reagan became president, something happened to him that he really thought he was president. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just like John Kennedy.
Nixon thought he was president, too.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened.
And so for that moment, he was thinking in terms of the national interest, you see? And so after the shooting, of course, things radically changed. But he had even said at some point when he was questioned about the Federal Reserve, that there was nothing that he could do about it, you see. And but I think there was something that he could have done because the American people could have bought back the Federal Reserve system.
Well, he couldn't really do it by executive order. It would take an act of Congress to repeal the Federal Reserve Act. And he really couldn't do that much. And I think he might have learned from President Kennedy what happens when you try to do that. And as you said, somebody said, you know, he was nearly killed.
Oh, yes.
We know who was behind that. George Bush.
Well.
The father.
Oh, yes. Yes, very, very much so.
In fact, George Bush told Reagan at the convention he would be on that ticket or Reagan would be off. And it was that simple.
And Reagan didn't want him.
No, he did not want it.
No,
but he had no choice.
I understand that. That's why I look at the man in a larger perspective.
I hate to be, you know, the one to spoil all the fun, but let's face it. Nobody who gets to the White House since the days of maybe Warren G. Harding and how he was set up with the Teapot Dome scandal, nobody gets there and maintains a pro-American position, neutrality. Mind your own business, America first, and gets to serve out his term. If he's honest, he'll be ousted one way or another.
Well, Mr. Adams, may I continue?
Well, we'll try to give you just a little bit more time after the break, and then in 6 minutes, we've got Jeff Bennett coming on, okay? Stay where you are. Leslie and Gary will take those two calls also. Then we'll wrap it up because so little time and so much to discuss. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.com.